When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dana and Jess in the morning.
Wake up.
Let's get started.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
103.3 KFR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. And I don't know if anyone remembers the weather yesterday. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Beautiful. Wow.
Windy as all get out, so if you were a kite flyer, yesterday was the day for it.
Yeah, but the sun was out, yeah. So
it was gorgeous.
I appreciated that.
Sunshine expected today. We could see some afternoon showers, possibly a thunderstorm later on, but we should also see a high of 78. So I feel like we can safely say, knock on wood, we are finally in the spring weather. We're not going to dip below freezing again.
I mean, it is May. I'm hoping.
I mean, but it's Southwest Michigan. We do have roof sit starts two weeks from today.
That's right.
So this will be Jess's first time jumping up on the roof in Portage with me. And I'm hoping because we tend to have the weirdest weather.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll be so hot you can't stand it. We've had frost advisories before while up on the roof. You never know what you're going to get. So we'll see. But as far as today, 78 degrees, I'll take it. All right. So on the show this morning, we have this question.
What fun activity is actually no fun at all?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. It's amazing the number of things that have been dressed up to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the old... remember the old Mark Twain story about whitewashing a fence and the kid pretended like it was fun so everybody else would do it?
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel about parades and baby showers.
Yes, yes. Baby showers? You don't like baby showers? Come on.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be some disagreement with these answers.
Yeah, there is, for sure.
But a lot of these will be relatable.
Yeah.
So tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer. What fun activity is actually no fun at all? Speaking of fun that I guarantee, dog days at 7:30.
That's it. We can agree on that.
An adorable little dog or cat will be in studio. You can see it live on the KFR Facebook page or just listen on air as Katie Timber from the SPCA of Southwest Michigan joins us in studio with an adorable little critter that needs a forever home. So looking forward to that. And also, the winning continues.
That's right. Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. That is such a tongue twister. But it's a very easy way for you to win a $50 Qdoba gift card. All you have to do is head to WKFR.com and get the Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day and then be the 13th caller to win. It's really, really easy.
And I do fear that when I talk about things like this, people are just like, this is just a radio guy saying words. But nope. I had Qdoba again last night for dinner, and the portions are so large with those burrito bowls that it's going to be my lunch today as well.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Yes.
I love it so much. That is no lie. So enjoy whoever gets this $50 gift card to Qdoba.
Yep. Mm-mm-mm. Yes.
You're going to be eating good.
And you have a chance to win a $1,000 Qdoba gift card.
It's ridiculous. Can you imagine $1,000 worth of anything, much less delicious Qdoba?
Yes.
That's going to last a minute.
Absolutely.
All right. So listen, we're going to get the show started.
Let's go.
Let's do this thing. Happy Thursday.
103.3. WKFR FM and WKFR FM HD1.
A Town Square Media Station.
We'll ask you a silly little question. Silly little question.
103.3 KFR. Good morning, it's Dana and Jess, and we have this question.
What fun activity is actually no fun at all?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app, but let's start with you, Jess.
Shopping. Like shopping for myself. I hate it.
Do you also hate online shopping? Do you hate it all?
That is actually better to me than going physically to, you know, store to store and going through like racks of clothes. And,
right.
You would think that it would be fun. Like, oh, yay, new stuff for myself. No.
For the most part, I don't hate online shopping, but boy, I tell you what, in-person shopping,
yeah.
You know, you've already lost me at leaving the house. I mean,
exactly.
And then there's the people and the places and the parking and all the other P's.
I sound like just so miserable. Like, I don't want to be out and about amongst the people looking at stuff for myself. But I know.
You are not alone. What fun activity is actually no fun at all? Angela says, those parties women make other women have so they can sell stuff to their friends. Pass. Oh, my God. That's valid,
that
right?
That's so true. I got to agree with you, Angela. Crystal says, video games for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of on that bandwagon, too.
What fun activity is actually no fun at all? Tap that chat button on the KFR app with your answer. Kelly says, fireworks. I agree. I kind of have had an awakening about 8 or 9 years ago when I went to one of those 4th of July celebrations. I think it was South Haven. It was very, very busy. The amount of time you wait for the fireworks and just, I don't know, it was a huge crowd. Then it's just like, ooh, ah.
Right.
All the dogs are scared. The whole thing just seemed like, why are we doing this? Why?
You're right. Yeah.
I don't get it.
It is bad for the dogs. I hate that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what fun activity is actually no fun at all? Christy says camping.
Oh,
I am totally with you on that. I
100% agree with every answer so far.
Yeah.
And camping is just one of those things where I guess I kind of get it. Get away from life and all that. But then I also... not a fan of being dirty.
No. No.
I love to smell good and to shower.
Exactly. You know,
these things, comfort, big deal. I have a hard time sleeping in my bed because I don't like the pillow I have.
Right.
Now, put me in a sleeping bag on the ground.
And then you're too cold at night. You're hot in the morning.
I can't imagine with you. Are you kidding me? You are too cold
much.
All of the time.
I'm not a good camper at all. I'm a good glamper.
I could see Jess in Jamaica saying, hey, can somebody turn the heat on?
Totally.
All right, what fun activity is actually no fun at all? Tap that chat button on the KFR app with your answer.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question.
103.3 KFR. Good morning, it's Dana and Jess, and we have this question.
What fun activity is actually no fun at all?
Parades. I mean, don't get me wrong, as a person that's been in, oh my God, 100 parades in my life.
Yeah.
I enjoy being in them. That's fun. Being a spectator in parades, though, I've never enjoyed. There's never been a time where I was like, hey, I'm glad we did this.
Especially when it's like, and I love to see the Thanksgiving parade and all that stuff for a little while on TV, but to actually go when it's like really cold and sit and wait and watch and no.
Yeah. It's the waiting.
Yeah, that's it.
There is a time we don't like to talk about, the brief time I lived in Niles. They had a parade like every other day, I swear to God. There were so many parades in Niles.
Yeah.
To the point where I just thought, oh, these people just hang out on the street in chairs.
Right.
That's just what they do. Yeah.
I guess.
All right, so what fun activity is actually no fun at all? Tap that chat button on the KFR app with your answer.
Renee says baby showers. Sorry that I don't want to spend a beautiful afternoon on a weekend playing diaper games. At least set an end time. 2 hour max, please. Most of us attendees would appreciate it. Thanks.
Any good friend already has the built-in excuse of why they can't stay long. They get there, they're already to bail in 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
They're like, oh no, I have to go because insert lie here. So yeah, no one really enjoys those things.
Yeah, they're fun once you get there.
Maybe. Awildia says, I'd add any type of shower to this list.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot of time. It takes up a lot of your time.
Yeah.
It really does, because you have to buy the, gift and then come to the party.
And almost all showers involve childlike games for grown-ups to play. It's very strange.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Timothy says golf. Okay.
Yeah, I listen, there are people that are addicted to watching golf, to playing golf, everything golf-related.
Yeah.
I never got into it, so I don't understand. Like, I've actually heard someone talk about watching golf in a way that they were just, like, so excited. And I was like,
yes.
I've just never seen this much excitement. It's always very quiet.
I've got a lot of friends that will... for me, it's peaceful to watch it.
Oh,
we've talked about that.
Yeah, that's right. That's your meditation.
Yeah.
Tori says gender reveals. Just why?
I mean, to have a whole party for it is interesting.
I mean, I think it's awesome for the couple to, you know, keep the secret from themselves and then find out that's awesome. But for everyone else related, and then the forest fires that tend to happen afterward.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Well, what fun activity is actually no fun at all? Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. And don't forget, Dog Day is coming up in 15 minutes. Dana and Justin in the Morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Dog Days. On 103.3 KFR.
Good morning, Katie Timber.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Katie Timber from the SPCA of Southwest Michigan joining us in studio for Dog Days. You can check the whole thing out right now visually live on the KFR Facebook page. Who is this incredibly friendly dog you have with you today?
So this is Rufus, and you know I'm bad with dog breeds, but he's like a little wiry hair, like maybe like a Wheaton Terrier mixed with, I don't know.
I feel like I'm decent at figuring out breeds. I don't know what breed this dog is. All I know is the second that he got out of the car, he was just happy to see me. Tail wagging, just like, what's up? Yeah. Gave me kisses, wanted to run around. Like, this dog is just a friendly, friendly, friendly dog.
He is, and he looks like one of those dogs that should just have a wizard cap on.
He really does.
You know?
Yes.
So, and he's one, so he's not going to get much bigger.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Just young, a face cuddle. Oh, I love those.
He's very sweet. He was a little timid around my dogs. And weirdly, we have this Assessa dog at work, which is a huge dog stuffed animal for assessments, and he did not like it.
Oh, wow.
But he did a lot better with live dogs, so he might be just, like, very sensitive, and he did great with Frankie.
Oh.
And it was so funny because I was like, his name is Rufus, and she was like, the roof isn't working?
Rufus is such a dog's name, though. I love it.
Like, I don't know. I think it was the first time she heard it.
Your kid cracks me up. Like, all of a sudden, your three-year-old is concerned that she's going to have to call some roofers.
The roof.
She's like, wait, Mom.
Yeah.
Rufus, is the roof okay?
The roof isn't working.
Because I know a guy. Because I feel like Frankie probably knows a guy.
She does.
So, okay, Rufus is surprisingly only 1 year old.
Yes.
Very, very friendly. I'm going to make some assumptions. You tell me if I'm wrong. Number one, this would be an excellent family dog. I feel dog's temperament with kids would be off the charts awesome.
Off the charts.
He just acts like he's been here before.
That's a great way to put it.
Little old soul dog. He was well on the leash. He was easy to get in the car. Yeah, he just has pretty good manners.
It's awesome.
For a 1 year old?
I certainly hope and I believe this dog will go fast. If somebody wants to adopt adorable Rufus, let's give everybody the info.
So 6955 West KO. We're open Monday through Friday from 11 to 7 and Saturday from 11 to 4. We do have Bissell Pet Foundation's Empty the Shelter going on right now.
Woo!
Which is so helpful. So Kathy Bissell is a dog lover and a Michigan girl, but she loves all dogs. And what she's done for us and a lot of shelters is over the next 2 weeks, all fees are sponsored up to $25. So that is what you would pay. And that helps because veterinary costs have gotten so ridiculous, and food is up. Mm-hmm. So we want to save as many lives as possible. So if you're interested, right now is a great time to come adopt.
Because keep in mind, when you're adopting these dogs have already gone to see the vet. They've gotten fixed. They've gotten all their shots.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that, right?
They want to make sure that you are adopting a healthy dog. Mm-hmm. And that's where the adoption fees go to, paying these treatment bills.
Yeah, and now, they don't cover them.
No.
So,
Not now.
Not at all.
We do have some things coming up where we're going to be on the roof for Roof Sit 2 weeks from today.
Yes.
And we always end Roof Sit in my favorite way. So Roof Sit ends at noon on Saturday, but from 10 a.m. to noon, Katie joins us with a bunch of puppies.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah,
this is the most popular thing of Roof Sit now.
Oh, my gosh. So cute.
So we call it the Pitbull Puppy Pile or Wolf Sit, whichever you prefer.
That.
And we have like a kiddie pool, and you can donate to the cause to fight child abuse and then get down in the pool, and we would just shower you with puppies. You've never seen grown men act like this before.
That is true.
They act like they are 5-year-olds. They're just like, ah! The little puppies are licking all over them, and they are just, their faces change. You watch them go back in time.
Yeah, so we have seen it's a grown man be like, oh, is it my turn? To a child, like, get out of the
Like, he's like, wait, we have had. We never have to be, like, you know, forceful with kids.
Right.
It's the grown-ups.
Yeah,
gotta, your time is up.
Like, get out.
So that's so one of my cool. favorite things. So yeah. that's I know that's one thing you have going on 2 weeks from now. What else do you have cooking?
So June, we're going to have something every single weekend. So we'll have Bissell Blacktail. We'll have calendar commercial event coming up. And we are also going to do a really fun event with Wax Wings, which is going to actually have our animals on beer cans.
Ooh.
I know. I'm kind of excited about that. So they've been really great. Event details will come out shortly. But that will be a full-day adoption event, and it's right up the street.
You that is awesome. It is right up the street.
Yeah, yeah, that's very cool. And Rufus has been chilling this whole time.
Yeah. No. Okay, I'm going to go cuddle some Rufus.
Yeah.
Katie, as always, thank you for coming in.
Love you.
I love you. Bye.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
103.3 KFR, it's Dana and Jess, and we have a silly little question for you today.
What fun activity is actually no fun at all?
Give us your answer by tapping that chat button on the KFR app.
Jessica says, getting my nails done. I got so restless, I start to have a panic attack. I can see that.
There was a period of time, it's been a while because I'm super cheap. But mm-hmm. It was probably my ex-wife many years ago that took me to get my nails done for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is the coolest.
Yeah.
I felt so pampered and yes. awesome. It was barely even about how my nails looked afterwards.
Yeah.
So basically they would just clip them, smooth them out, and put like clear polish on it. I loved it.
Yeah, it's
and
nice.
And so I did it for a while, but yeah. I just don't have the money.
And it does take up a lot of time. It really does. So I see that.
Macy says, vacationing with kids, it's a huge chore. I love my kid. I love kids. Mm-hmm. But I jokingly say this all the time, half joke. Kids ruin everything. I used to go to the zoo with my kid and then like my friends and their kids. And yep. it was just long and stressful and hot.
Yep.
One time I went to the zoo without a kid. I literally left kids at home. And I had the time of my life. And I was like, what? So Macy, I get it.
Yeah, we do. DJ and Maya both said running.
Right? Whose idea was this?
There are people that really enjoy that, and I'm on that. Like, walking, okay, but running, yeah, no. Nah.
There was a couple of years ago, because I used to live in the same neighborhood as a radio station. There was a guy that would run in our neighborhood with no shoes on, sometimes in the wintertime with no shoes on and no shirt on. I'm not kidding mm-hmm. around. Mm-hmm. But he would, like, Suzanne and I would be walking our dogs, and he would lap us. It's not a small, small neighborhood. It takes a while to run that. He would lap us over and over, and each time he'd just be like, hey, how you doing? Like, not out of breath at all.
I was going to say, because I'm not talking if I'm running like that.
Put some shoes on!
And put some shoes on, right.
Oh, my God. Mindy says blind dates.
Oh, Mindy, girl, just dating in general. Seriously, it sounds like it would be fun.
And listen, when
it is not.
When it's good, it's good. When it's not, it's terrible, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Donnie says, playing Monopoly.
This is hilarious.
You know, at some point, somebody's going to either get mad, end up in tears, or worst of all, play for hours only to end up getting bored and just stopping. I don't think I have ever finished a game in my life. We haven't.
What is it about the game Monopoly that starts out so innocent and ends up with somebody flipping the board?
Exactly.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Capitalism at its finest, yeah. right? Well, keep those answers coming in or just chat with us in real time anytime by tapping that chat button on the KFR app.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Take a seat.
Dana and Jess tell bad-behaving celebrities where to go with
Have a Seat
on 103.3 KFR.
Jennifer Aniston will never use TikTok because she fears it will consume her life. She says, I don't have TikTok, nor will I ever. I just won't. I'm not going to subscribe to one more thing that is going to ruin my life or somebody else's life. It could suck you in and you've wasted hours of your life. I can't believe sometimes when I find myself in an absolute wormhole of dog, puppy videos, rescue animals, babies, and cats.
First of all the ways she just described that, isn't that what...
Isn't that
adults
amazing?
Used to say about television
oh.
back back when she was on television.
Yep.
Okay,
sure
saying.
Did.
Listen, Rachel, I'm sorry, Jennifer Aniston. You do movies and TV. Mm-hmm. We'll handle TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm speaking for many people, maybe just myself, but we hate it when celebrities come on our apps and ruin them anyway.
Oh, so true.
So, Jennifer, we're on a break. Have a seat.
My mindless scrolling hours on TikTok are the most entertaining hours of the day. So,
can I get an amen?
Right? Jen, you're sounding like the people that want to ban it. So, oof. We're going to need you to have a seat.
Yeah, that's what it's for, the mindless scrolling.
Yeah, like
life
you said.
Is hard. Work is stressful.
Yeah.
You have to take your mind off of the reality of the world sometimes, right, and just be lost in stupid videos.
Yes. Go be an actor. They are just not in reality anyway.
If
so.
I were a multimillionaire, I would find better ways to spend my time as well.
Right.
So, whatever.
Coming up next with Dana and Jess.
We've got your chance to win a $50 Qdoba gift card.
All you
got
to do is be the 13th caller when you hear the Flavor Fiesta song of the day. And rumor has it, that song is coming up so incredibly soon.
Very soon.
Like so, so soon.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body. A full service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
KFR, good morning.
Morning.
Who is this?
This is Lindsay.
Lindsay, where are you calling from?
On I-94, driving to Battle Creek.
Be careful.
Yeah.
I don't want to alarm you, but you're caller 13.
Yes.
Jess, tell her what she's won.
You've won a $50 Qdoba gift card.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Enjoy. It is delicious.
Oh, I love Qdoba.
Your final chance to win a $50 Qdoba gift card is coming up tomorrow morning on 103.3 KFR.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality. Southwest Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess, and we asked you to vote for your favorite hairstylist in Southwest Michigan.
Yeah.
And after 2 weeks of voting, we now have the results.
That's right.
Now, these are hairstylists from all over Southwest Michigan. Number one, I was shocked that we don't have a Kalamazoo hairstylist in the top five.
Oh,
even
wow.
though Kalamazoo would be the biggest city in Southwest Michigan.
Yeah.
The other thing is that the top three hairstylists were separated by no more than 1.4% of the vote.
That's how much the voting matters.
And net.
Yeah.
So real quick, we're going to go through the top five. Are you scroll down to that part of the...
Yep.
Of the article? Okay,
got
so
it.
At number five, we have Sherilyn Hunt at Polished Nails, Hair, and so much more. Sorry, I'm new to reading. In Richland.
At number four, we have Janine Jordan at Studio J Hair Design in Portage.
At number three, Madison Hearn at Latitude Blue in South Haven.
At number two, Jessica Garreau at 7 East in Otsego.
Okay, so... confession, I didn't want to say anything in the beginning of this because I didn't want to sway votes one way or another. That's my hair person.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did I say her name right?
I should know this.
You should.
I think
you should. Now I got us both on the spot. Jerome, sorry, Jess.
I think it's like a J sound. I don't know. Jessica, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We don't know last names of our hairstylists. Come on now.
You and your husband are awesome. Number one on the poll this year for Southwest Michigan's top five favorite hairstylists in 2024. Now, it's worth pointing out, Jessica at number two with 18.04%.
Mm-hmm.
At number one with 18.43%. Look how close that is.
Yes.
Carly, now I'm not going to say this name right. Carly Gulick?
Gulick, yes.
Carly Gulick at K&M Cosmetologist in Coldwater. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you, everyone, for the votes. We got nearly 3,000 votes in this poll. And if you're looking for a new hairstylist, now we have a whole list of favorites for you voted
right.
by Southwest Michigan.
Absolutely.
So go check it out at WKFR.com or the KFR app and go make yourself pretty.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Do it again.
We're kicking off 103 minutes of commercial-free music next.
No commercials?
On 103.3
KFR. It's the birthday banger.
Make it like your birthday,
on
103.3 KFR.
Tap that chat button on the KFR app. Send us your date of birth. We will find the number one song on your 16th birthday because that's your birthday banger. Let's do it.
Contestant number one is Michelle in Portage. She turned 16 on May 28th, 2005. That makes Michelle's birthday banger Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani.
Ooh. Starting out strong.
Uh-huh.
This song was written as a diss track to Courtney Love.
Wow.
Because Courtney Love said, I'm not a cheerleader like Gwen Stefani.
Why does she always pick with people like that for no reason?
Gwen Stefani made a cheerleader song.
Good.
And pointed it right at her. I love
like
that
song. Yes.
Listen, that song is strong.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Contestant number two is Lisa and Marshall. She turned 16 on April 6th of 1986. That makes Lisa's birthday banger Rock Me Amadeus by Falco.
Oh, wow.
Confession, I love the song.
Do you?
When I was a small child, this was probably my favorite song for like a year.
The 80s had some weird songs, honestly. Yeah. This one, I think, to me, was a little... I don't know why they kind of freaked me out. Like the videos.
Well, yeah, and that's
the bands.
There was a German version and an English version. The English version didn't hit in America, but the German one became number one.
Very weird.
That's only in my memory. I can only think of two times this happened. 99 Left Balloons did the same thing. 99 Red Balloons. But yeah, crazy. I don't know if that's birthday banger material, though. We'll see what else we have.
Yeah, contestant number three is John in Schoolcraft, turned 16 on January 26, 1997. That makes John's birthday banger Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton.
Oh, John. I was pulling for you because we haven't had a Schoolcraft winner in a minute.
Oh.
But this ain't it.
And it ain't going to be today either. Sorry.
If this were a contest for the slowest, saddest songs in America, this is the winner.
Winning all day.
I mean.
Just not here.
Toni Braxton, I love you.
Beautiful song.
Yeah. But dang, this is slow. All right. Listen, if that means this is between Falco, Rock Me Amadeus, and Holla Back Girl, Gwen Stefani, my vote has to go Gwen Stefani on this one.
Nah, I'm the same.
Even though same Falco, Rock Me Amadeus, yeah, one of my favorites from my childhood. But, this screams birthday banger.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, congratulations, Michelle in Portage. Jess, tell her what she's won.
Nothing, girl.
Yeah, I just...
You won nothing.
Nothing, girl. But we are going to play your birthday banger in its entirety right now.
Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani.
On 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess. It is time for us to get out of here. Listen, we really would love for you and a guest to fly down to Florida on us.
Yeah.
We have that chance coming up.
That's right. That next code word to win a trip to see Justin Timberlake in Florida is coming up at 10 a.m. Justin by the Bay, powered by Ziki Japanese Restaurant.
Yeah, so that is pretty awesome. It's a ginormous prize pack. More info at WKFR.com or the KFR app. Tomorrow is your final day to win with the Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day.
And that's really simple, too, at WKFR.com. You get that Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. I can't say it either. Every time. It's a tongue twister.
It's, you know what? It's easier to eat the Qdoba than it is to say Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day.
And go to WKFR.com. Yeah. That's really easy to get that song. So you know what the song is, and you can be caller 13 and win that gift card.
Now, it's worth noting that I am so old that I have a kid graduating college tomorrow. So I won't be here.
That is awesome.
It'll just be Jess giving you all that food. And Jess will also have a Friday dance party for you tomorrow.
That's right. We're going to be dancing, eating, singing.
My least favorite day to take off is Friday because of Friday dance party.
Yes.
I love Friday dance party.
Yeah.
So have fun without me, I guess.
We will.
I'm off being old, having a kid graduate from freaking college.
Right. And then there's that reminder.
How did this happen? All right, everybody, have a great day. I'll be back Monday. Jess will be back tomorrow. And please, be nice to people.
If you missed Dana and Jess in the morning, we got you covered. The 103.3 KFR Morning Show can be streamed and downloaded wherever you get your podcast. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.